Guidelines for assessing health risks in exotic fish. Guidelines for assessing health risks in exotic fish are essential for anyone who loves seafood. Exotic fish can carry health risks, and this article will explore these risks to help you make safe choices. You'll learn about common contaminants, the importance of seafood safety standards, and find nutritional guidelines. Stay informed about public health advisories and how to interpret fish consumption guidelines. With this knowledge, you can enjoy delicious fish while keeping your health in check. Understanding health risks in exotic fish. Key factors in health risk assessment. When you think about exotic fish, it's easy to get excited. However, you must also consider the health risks that may come with them. Here are some key factors to consider. 1. Source of the fish. Where the fish comes from matters significantly. Fish from clean waters are usually safer. 2. Handling and storage. If the fish is not handled properly, it can become unsafe to eat. Always check how the fish was stored before buying. 3. Type of fish. Some fish are more likely to carry toxins than others. For example, larger fish can accumulate more harmful substances. Common contaminants found in exotic fish. You might be wondering what specific dangers lurk in exotic fish. Here's a list of common contaminants. Mercury, a toxic metal that can harm your nervous system. PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, chemicals that can cause cancer and other health issues. Parasites, tiny organisms that can make you sick. Bacteria, germs that can lead to food poisoning. Knowing these contaminants helps you make better choices. Always do your homework before dieting into a new fish dish. Importance of seafood safety standards. You might think seafood safety is just a formality, but it's critical. Safety standards help protect you from harmful substances. These guidelines for assessing health risks in exotic fish keep your meals safe and delicious. Following safety standards means you can enjoy your exotic fish without worrying about what's on your plate. Guidelines for fish consumption. Dietary recommendations for safe fish eating. When you think about eating fish, safety should be at the top of your mind. Fish can be a great source of protein and omega-3 fatty acids, but some types can also contain harmful substances. Here's what you need to know. 1. Choose wisely. Opt for fish that are lower in mercury. Food choices include salmon, sardines, trout, catfish. 2. Limit high mercury fish. Stay away from fish like shark, swordfish, king mackerel, tilefish. 3. Serving size matters. Aim for 2 to 3 servings of fish a week, but be cautious with high mercury types. Public health fish advisories. You should know before you dive into your next fish meal. Check for local fish advisories. These advisories can inform you about specific fish caught in local waters that may contain harmful levels of contaminants. 1. Look for updates. Many health departments publish regular updates on fish safety. 2. Know your waters. If you fish, be aware of what you catch. Some local waters may have specific advisories. How to interpret fish consumption guidelines. Understanding fish guidelines can feel tricky, but it doesn't have to be. Here's a simple way to break it down. Fish type. Low mercury, e.g. salmon. Mercury level. Low recommended servings, 2 to 3 servings per week. Fish type. Moderate mercury, e.g. tuna. Mercury level. Moderate recommended servings, 1 serving per week. Fish type. High mercury, e.g. swordfish. Mercury level. High recommended servings. Avoid when you read guidelines. Pay attention to serving sizes and types of fish. This will help you make informed choices for you and your family. Analyzing environmental contaminants. Mercury levels in fish and their impact. Have you ever wondered about the mercury levels in the fish you eat? This heavy metal can be harmful, especially when it accumulates in larger fish. When you consume fish with high mercury levels, it can lead to serious health issues. Here's a quick look at how mercury affects different fish. Type of fish. Shark. Average mercury level, 0.98 ppm. Health risks. Neurological damage. Type of fish. Swordfish. Average mercury level, 0.97 ppm. Health risks. Developmental delays in children. Type of fish. King mackerel. Average mercury level, 0.73 ppm. Health risks. Impaired cognitive function. Type of fish. Tuna. Albacore. Average mercury level, 0.36 ppm. Health risks. Heart problems. Type of fish. Salmon. Average mercury level, 0.02 ppm. Health risks. Generally safe. As you can see, some fish carry higher risks than others. If you enjoy seafood, it's important to be aware of these levels. Opt for fish like salmon or tilapia that are lower in mercury to keep your meals both delicious and safe. Aquatic health risks related to exotic fish. Exotic fish can be a treat, but they come with their own set of health risks. Many of these fish are not native to your local waters and may carry contaminants or diseases that can affect your health. For instance, some exotic fish can harbor parasites. If you eat undercooked or raw fish, these parasites can invade your body, leading to gastrointestinal issues. It's crucial to know where your fish comes from and how it was prepared. Here are some tips to keep in mind. 1. Research the source of your exotic fish. 2. Ask about the fishing practices used. 3. Check for any health advisories in your area. By being informed, you can enjoy your seafood while minimizing risks. Effective risk analysis and seafood choices. When you're choosing seafood, a little risk analysis goes a long way. Consider the following factors. 1. Origin. Where was the fish caught? 2. Type. What kind of fish are you buying? 3. Preparation. How was it prepared? By keeping these factors in mind, you can make smarter choices regarding guidelines for assessing health risks in exotic fish.